Move over, Moonlight. Last night's Academy Awards ruined by what might be the Oscars' worst gaffe in years. Hear how a leaky pipe in the Dolby Theater almost shut down the ceremony for good, and the superintendent who stepped in to make it all much worse. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us. We'll brief you on all the day's top news like you're some kind of diplomat or something. The 92nd Academy Awards hit a snag last night when a leaky pipe began dripping water onto the Dolby Theater stage before the opening musical performance. Producers tried to keep the show on track, but things went from bad to worse when the theater's super arrived and spent the entire ceremony loudly fixing the leak, marring the event for those present and television audiences. Take a listen.
Tonight, oh, yeah. That's a bad leak. I go get the ladder.
Here with the details is OPR's Marcy Hammond. Marcy, this was a real mess.
It was, Leslie. Just as producers were preparing to open the doors to over 3,000 celebrity guests, a leak sprung from a pipe high in the theater's rafters. A bucket was used to contain the leak, while Dolby Theater maintenance man Dimka Szymanski set up his ladder and tools near the back of the stage and got to work on the plumbing. But that's when the trouble really began. Take a listen to the moment Mahershala Ali took to the stage to present Best Supporting Actress.
Please welcome two-time Academy Award-winning actor, Mahershala Ali.
Most every actress and actor I know wants to build a lasting body of work.
That shit again!
Wow, as a viewer myself, I definitely noticed Dimka climbing up and down the ladder several times over the course of the ceremony. Just who is this guy?
Well, according to Dolby Auditorium staff, Dimka has been super for the past 15 years and is described by theatergoers as gruff and unfriendly. There have been complaints about his bad attitude, but so far the management company doesn't care because he's cheap and gets the work done.
Well, he was a major distraction to everyone tuning in at home, but how did the superintendent's presence affect those in attendance?
Well, it was just as bad for the guests, and even worse for those being honored. As you'll hear, the audience could barely make out a word of Brad Pitt's acceptance speech.
Thank you to the Academy for this.
You're using too much toilet paper. Everyone here, you need only use a little bit of the paper. That shit, it's clogging the pipes. Now it's leaking all over.
And that incident perfectly encapsulates the rest of the ceremony. All through Elton John's musical performance, the super banged along the plumbing, which he claimed was the best way to listen for other leaks. He also took at least 4 phone calls.
Wszystko w porządku. Mam tutaj problem. Oh, okay. I'm going to need the part. I'll be back later. Znowu rury ciekną. Ile czasu mam tutaj spędzić w tej shopie?
Was he arguing with someone?
Honestly, who knows with this guy? But perhaps the most egregious moment of the night came during the in memoriam after Dimka thought he had turned off the water in the building. Take a listen.
Okay, I'm back with the part.
God, this guy's an asshole.
Seriously.
I think the biggest question people have is, why does he have this job if he hates it so much?
Some people just live to make others miserable.
Very true. OPR's Marcy Hammond. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
Well, even with the snafus, the stars all shined at last night's Oscar ceremony, where the night's biggest winners finally got the recognition they rightfully deserve. But for some up-and-comers, the Academy Awards is just their first taste of the inevitable heartbreak and disillusionment life in the entertainment industry brings. OPR's Andrew Dellert has the story of one such actor's long road to this year's Oscars and the little bit of help he got along the way.
Okay, ready? And camera rolling?
Okay, Bobby, just like we practiced, okay? You're gonna kill this, you hear me?
And action.
That voice you hear? That's Robert De Niro's no-nonsense stage mom, Dottie De Niro. Right now, the self-proclaimed momager is on the set of her son Robert's upcoming movie, The Comeback Trail.
No, no, no. Cut. Cut!
Cut! Cut.
Bobby, what are you doing? I said what we practiced. That old hack director's not fit to fold your trousers, okay? He's just an old man here to witness your talent. You do what you think is best, okay? I love you!
Today they're picking up some shots that were missed during production. Unfortunately, her son Robert is exhausted and has already broken down, cried, taken off his shirt, and knocked over several cameras on set.
Jeez, Bobby! Get down off that ladder! If you break your little legs, you and Mommy will have to live out on the streets!
But Robert isn't the only one who's a little restless.
Robert, quiet! You know you're on vocal rest! You know, he never even wanted to do The Irishman. He said he wanted to spend the summer with his friends instead. And then I said, Mommy needs a new house.
You see, today is also the day this year's Academy Award nominations will be announced. And Robert's last film, The Irishman, is expected to be one of the year's favorites.
Ever since Robert slid out of me and winked at the nurse, I knew he was a star. But if you want to raise an Oscar winner, here are my rules. No internet, no parties, and no watching his own movies. Huh. When he watched The Untouchables for the first time, hey, he didn't sleep for a week!
To get here, Donnie has had to be strict with her son's image. After all, she was the one who told him to say his famous line, "You talking to me?" instead of, "Are you talking to me?" And today, it looks as though all the hard work may finally pay off. Back in Robert's trailer, the two find out The Irishman has just been nominated for Best Picture of the Year.
Yeah, big whoop. Where's the acting noms? I swear to Christ, if they try to stick him in supporting...
But for Robert, this won't be his year. He isn't nominated for his role in the film.
What the hell? What the hell? Oh, this is bullshit. That's it. I'm calling Marty. I told him that script was a drag. Who the hell is this Joe Queen schmuck anyhow? And you! Get the hell out of here, you cockroach!
After emerging from the trailer, Dottie informed the film crew that Robert's hours would be cut short today for an Oscar suit fitting and a Spanish tutoring session. It was a disappointing morning, but for those fortunate enough to be invited, simply attending the awards is an honor that few ever get the opportunity to experience.
Oh yeah, tickets are $400 a pop, and they don't even serve dinner! Big honor!
And once the sting of not being nominated wore off, Dottie and Robert spent the evening at the Dolby Theater and were able to enjoy the biggest night in Hollywood together.
You have to go to the bathroom again? Christ. All right, Bobby, let's go. Hey, can any one of you bimbos point us toward the can?
And the Oscar goes to... Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Oh, my God, give me a break. Heck, heck!
And the Oscar goes to... Parasite.
I told you, Marty, your picture is trash!
Dottie was even able to rub elbows at some exclusive after-parties.
Bong Joon! Come here! You gotta get a load of my little Bobby, isn't he adorable? I think he'd be great in your next picture. Here, give me a call, and we'll work something out.
And Robert got to eat all the ice cream he wanted.
Jesus, Bobby, not that much ice cream. It'll go straight to your ass, you'll balloon out like a pig.
For OPR... I'm Andrew Dullard.
Thank you, Andrew. I, for one, think Bobby has a bright future ahead of him, and I can't wait to see what the little guy does next. So keep your chin up, buddy. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere. No one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, so far, all the news today has been pretty nice. Maybe a little too nice. Time to even the score. Here's what else you need to know today. The Democratic National Committee is looking to improve its primary process. The DNC has reportedly offered a technology startup $500 million to develop a pencil that can accurately record election results. Party leaders are hoping to alleviate voter concerns following the chaos of the Iowa caucuses and are confident the $500 million yellow graphite-based writing instrument will get the job done. Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer and his campaign have come under fire in the lead-up to tomorrow's New Hampshire primary, but Steyer fired back today, insisting that there is no conflict of interest, even though he owns the state of New Hampshire. And Amber Alert is testing out a new notification system, Amber Alert Digest, which consolidates and sends all child abduction warnings in one convenient weekly batch. You can sign up and join the Amber Alert Digest email newsletter at their website. And that's it for the Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Now, every day I've been asking everyone to subscribe to the Topical wherever you get your podcasts. But based on the numbers, I know that some of you listening haven't yet. So from now on, each day I will be publicly naming one of you freeloading betrayers until we get these numbers up. Today's lazy dipshit is Michael Scanlon of Lima, Ohio. Get your shit together, Michael. Seriously. We'll see you tomorrow.